for their hashtags.
A dissection of pop culture past
with Eric Dallinger
and Carlianna Billings.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Before There Were Hashtags podcast. I'm your host, Eric Dallinger, and I'm here with Luke Optal again. How are you, Luke?
I'm good. How are you, Eric? We're actually in person this time.
I'm good. Yes, and it's probably, as you said, the best sounding episode we'll ever have because we're both using my Yeti today.
Yes, we're both on a fancy mic. You're not hearing my sketchy AirPods.
The best was when we were in Calgary and we both used our AirPods, and then I would have to, in editing, match, because you could hear both our voices on both of our audios, so I'd have to match the audio perfectly.
That's not the dream. No, I'm so sorry. Yeah, but Eric couldn't pack his Yeti, because there's only so much you can pack for 3 months, so...
Exactly. But it also would have made my suitcase super heavy.
Well, that's what baggage charges are for. No one wants to pay those for a podcast. Here we are together in my living room.
In Toronto. Toronto.
For all of our American listeners, that is a big city in Canada.
It's actually the third largest city in North America.
So get into it.
It goes Mexico City, LA, New York, Toronto, Chicago.
So we're the fourth.
Yes.
Math.
Math, I meant there
Cursing
was...
is hard.
I meant there was three above us. That's kind of what I was thinking in my head.
We're tired today, so there might be some flubs. We both had long days of working, so I'm so sorry if we say things that don't make sense. We will try to figure that out. But yes, it's the fourth largest city in Canada.
Yes, there's three ahead of us in North America. This is going to be one of those... chaotic.
Yeah. Podcasts. I hope you're here for the energy. I hope you're here for this chaoticness that is Luke and Eric, because
I swear I'm not stupid.
I don't swear that. I'm smart about some things, but not everything.
That's fair. I actually was tested as a child, and I have above average intelligence.
I'm glad that you weren't tested as a child. That explains a lot.
I have dyslexia. I'm full, very open about my dyslexia. Yes. That's why I get mad at people when they correct my spelling on Instagram.
You and Mini Cooper, both very much about your dyslexia.
Mini Cooper.
That is a Drag Race Down Under reference for anyone.
How are you feeling about Drag Race Down Under?
I love it. I think it's a great season.
Way better than last season.
Oh my gosh, yeah, they actually put money into this one.
Yeah.
Like, the set isn't tiny, and...
I think it's the exact same set.
No, it's definitely a little bit bigger.
I'm not sure.
It looks nicer. Maybe they just lit it better and have, like, nicer cameras.
Yeah, and the queens have more incentive to do well because they're making more money.
Yeah.
Still not the 100,000, but...
But still not the repeater badges from UK. So, you know, they're in the happy medium.
Oh, my goodness.
And 200,000 if you're Jinx Monsoon.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Or Willow Pill.
Oh, yeah, she got 200,000.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they've upped it.
That's insane. But, I mean, inflation. Listen... It's probably the exact same as $100,000 2 years ago.
Oh my goodness.
It'll get you just as far.
The show has become so popular. You know what I love about this podcast, Luke?
What?
Is that I feel like I get to teach you about pop culture.
I mean, you're not wrong. That is literally what I'm here. I know nothing about pop culture from the past or present, really. I mean, I know more in the present now because of Instagram.
I feel like... You have, like, selective knowledge. Like, when all the podcasts that we've done have been something that either you've known or I've introduced to you right before, and then you've become obsessed with it.
Yeah, but, like, things like today's, I had no idea, and I was a fan of both people, and I had no idea this was a thing. So, I feel like we had a girl at my studio growing up. Hi, shout out to Shannon, we're still friends.
Hi, Shannon.
But she was even more oblivious, and we used to, during dance breaks... get the magazines from the lobby and test her to see if she knew who the people were. And almost always, she did not know who any of them were.
I know you meant, like, breaks from dance, but I'm thinking, like, da-da-da-da-da-da, who is this? Like, doing full choreography, showing...
Dance break.
Dance break.
Honestly, 8-year-old Luke was probably... It probably was that. Probably me dancing while showing her the magazines of people and being like, who is this? Yes, it is Oprah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, she had no idea who even Oprah was. And this was peak Oprah times. This was early 2000s Oprah.
I love bread.
This was before the bread. This was, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car, Oprah. This was like her talk show was still on.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, yeah, because we're old.
Stop.
I'm just kidding. We're not old. And we look even younger than we are.
I did try to get a young person on this podcast to join us, but he's in Vancouver.
Wow. So you were actually just trying to replace me?
No.
You're saying
no.
I was the second?
I was coming in and your roommate, Brian, I was like, hey, like, why don't you join us? You can be on the pod too. And he was like, I'm going to Vancouver.
Oh, that's fair. I mean, Brian. Brian. Is there anything really to add? Not to this conversation. I'm just kidding.
I shouldn't be mean to him. I'm nice. I'm a nice person.
Me too. Except for to Brian. Just kidding. I love Brian. He's a great roommate. But
I'm sure he's not going to listen to this.
We'll see. If we tell him he's on it, he might listen.
Give us an extra view.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do we want to talk about pop culture of today by gassing up our time machines?
I mean, yeah. Why not? Let's do it. We're here.
Let's
wait.
Do
why
it.
Is all good? Let's just live and live our best lives. That's hot.
This is the monster I have created.
I just love that video of her doing ASMR. It's so funny.
I feel like I introduced you to Paris.
I did watch The Simple Life growing up, but then you made me realize that Paris Hilton is still a thing.
Still relevant and still relevant. Amazing.
And now I listen to her album at least once a month.
Go back and listen to that episode.
Yeah, that's a good episode. That one's fun. And it's a good album. It still slaps.
It still slaps.
Anyways, let's not rehash old episodes.
That's all I want to do is talk about. Let's talk about the Pussycat Dolls.
To be fair, she's going to make an appearance today, so...
She is.
Yeah, so we can save our Paris talk for the actual podcast.
She's part of it.
She will come in.
She's not the focus, but she's part of it.
But with us, you never know.
You never know.
She might become the focus.
Bernie's always in it somewhere, too.
Speaking of, oh, here we go.
Oh, I wasn't really going to talk too much about Bernie.
I just feel like we have to hear her name when we gas up. Otherwise,
I'm like, Bernie. Yeah, all right,
that's
here
how
we go.
Start. That's how we start the time machine. It's the noise like, Bernie. So stupid. Okay.
Oh, we're so annoying.
Okay.
Here we go. All right. Well, we can't not mention the Queen passing.
Yes. R.I.P. the Queen.
It is literally the intersection of real news and celebrity news.
Yeah.
It's the royal family.
It's an event. She's an icon.
She's a legend. She's an icon.
She's literally. She is the moment. She was the moment.
She was the moment. You know what?
No,
I'm trying to be. It's hard because I know a lot of people that feel very hurt by British colonialism and feel that the Queen is a figurehead to that. But I also reference that she's a beloved figure for very many people, and many people are very sad about her passing.
And a woman who was very good at what she did, very good at her job, kept that royal family.
Relevant.
And, like, she is the momager. She is the original momager.
Kris Jenner, watch out.
Yeah, you can't even hold a candle to Queen Elizabeth II. She's incredible. Yes, problematic, and yes, everyone's allowed to have their own feelings, but I think you have to give her at least respect.
Yeah, I mean, I always say, like, she was somebody to somebody, even if...
Yeah.
Did that even make sense? But... She was a person who died and who was a very beloved figure, and people are mourning her, including her family. So it's a little rude to tear her completely down, but I don't think that means she's absolved from any criticism.
No, not at all.
She's also a bit of a figurehead, so it wasn't like it was personally her, but
there were
things that were done, and people will educate me. And I know people are going to be upset at us right now because we're kind of playing on the fence rather than picking a side, but that's what I do.
That's how we feel. What else is happening?
Britney Spears released more videos calling out her son.
She's back on Instagram. Yeah. So, hi Britney, welcome back. Thank you for listening in.
I feel mixed feelings about these audio clips because I love her calling people out, but I did feel her calling out her son was like one step too far.
That's fair.
I don't know, he's 15, 16 years old.
Yeah, I don't think he had a lot of control over what he could do. And now, like, teenagers never want to see their moms.
Yeah.
Except for me.
So he's like 16 years old, and I don't think that's fair. But it was spicy when she was like, I'm going to cut you off.
Or, yeah.
You're only saying this because you know you're getting nothing in 2 years.
She's I'm glad she's not in the conservatorship, but I do hope that someone's looking out for her a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, she's not free from having mental health issues, even if they're not at the level that she needs to be in a conservatorship.
That's true.
But I do think it was inappropriate of Kevin to do a 60-minute interview.
I didn't hear about that.
Oh, for 60 Minutes Australia?
Oh.
Australia.
Didn't even know 60 Minutes was in Australia. Also, why did he do it in Australia and not in America? They don't care.
I guess the 60 Minutes Australia wanted the story and the Americans didn't.
Interesting. Okay, Kevin. Okay, Kevin.
And that's where Jaden Spears' interview came from, and that was what Brittany was responding to.
Like, do they live in Australia?
No.
Oh, weird.
No, but they haven't seen her in a couple of months, and it's because of her Instagram. Because they're embarrassed by her Instagram.
Interesting. All the nudie shots, pictures. The diamonds, and the hearts, and the roses.
I don't know. Let her do what she wants.
I mean, I guess I would be a little embarrassed my mom started posting, like, topless photos on Instagram, but also I'd be like, you know what? Work, mom.
Work, mom.
Get it.
Work,
whatever.
Bitch.
You can also unfollow your mom on Instagram.
I know, but I guess it's that people they go to school with
right.
could be mentioning it.
That's true. I guess in high school, I would have been mortified.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, who cares? It's my mom. But in high school, there's a lot of, you can't just ignore the people you want to ignore.
I did appreciate her recent post where it's the car crash, but it's not a real, like, it's like an old car that's in a ditch.
And oh,
she,
right.
she goes, oops, I did it again.
That's why we love her. She's chaotic, she's problematic, but then she's also funny.
She's funny.
She's in on the joke. Sometimes.
The thing is that people think she's erratic, and I'm like, no, she's always been kooky. We just didn't have a direct access like we did.
Yeah, like we do now. Before there were hashtags.
Before there were hashtags. Blackpink's coming to Hamilton. I've signed up for the tickets to try and get them early.
Oh, they haven't sold them yet? Don't they hear
no.
November?
No.
Pink, get in our area.
That's it.
All right, no more talking about current events until the end of the podcast.
Great. Well,
we do pop picks.
Pop picks. That's at the end.
Spoiler. If you're new, if you're a new listener, just so you know, there is a segment at the end. So stick
around. Let us know. Write us a comment if you're a new listener.
We like, review, and subscribe.
Yeah. Give us 5 stars. It helps the pod out a lot. Thanks.
And share it. Share with all your friends. Eric, can you introduce this topic for today?
Yeah, well, before there was Brittany, Brittany had a feud with Christina. And before that, or after that, I should
after
say.
After that.
After that.
I'm like, before.
Before that, no. Before that, there was many feuds. But after that, there was one big feud. And that was between one Miss Hilary Duff.
Our queen.
And one Miss Lindsay Lohan.
Our duchess.
Our duchess. We know which one we prefer on this podcast.
It's true. Although, I don't know who side I'm on this feud, to be honest.
Yeah, there's some... You know what? Hilary did some spicy things.
Yeah, like...
She almost started it.
I did start watching a whole YouTube rabbit hole of this feud last night. And then there was like a whole hour long video of like, oh, it was something about Hilary Duff. It was like the viciousness of Hilary. Like it was like a whole documentary about like all the mean things Hilary has done. And I didn't make it through the whole thing, but maybe later.
We don't want to know that because we like Hilary.
I know. Well, I feel like when you name it something like that, I think they're a little biased.
Yeah, totally. Well, the feud kind of starts in 2001 when Hilary was on the set of Lizzie McGuire. And just so people know, Lindsay Lohan auditioned to play Lizzie McGuire.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. A lot of big kind of nowadays stars that sort of went through the Disney Channel auditioned to be Lizzie McGuire.
See, sometimes you forget that like people audition for those shows because you kind of, I always think with Disney ones, they like have a star or have someone that they like want to create a show for, and they create a show for that. But Hilary Duff at the time really wasn't.
She was unknown. Yeah,
anyone.
She had Casper Meets Wendy.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I recently watched where she did like an interview where she watches her like. I think she was on E Talk and she was watching her first E Talk interview as like Wendy
in the red.
Yeah,
and
then
red
she's
dress.
Like, I just really love to be. And she's like, oh my gosh, she was this squeaky little girl. And then she started crying. She's like, I wish I could just tell this girl how much is going to happen to her and like all the life she's got. It was like so sweet.
That's so
But she
cute.
Was like the hot, like Hilary Duff has a high pitched voice, but like if you've ever watched Casper Wendy, that voice is like almost chipmunk worthy. Yeah. It is high.
Well, she got that part because it was actually Haley's audition and she like tagged along an audition as well.
My gosh, poor Haley.
Literally, Haley Duff is like the most shafted person.
Yeah, she's tried so hard, and every time it's just like, but Hillary.
But what about Hillary? Literally,
is Hillary involved?
Oh, you want to record a song? Is it a duet with Hillary?
Because then we'll allow it.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to. It's part of the feud.
Yeah. Well, in 2001, Hillary... Yeah,
Back to Lizzie McGuire. Cast in Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah, so she was
over
doing...
Over Lindsay Lohan, which is not part of the feud.
Which is not really part of the feud. That's just actors. I get jealous of my friends.
Although shocking,
all the time.
Because Lindsay Lohan was already, like, a Disney girl.
Yeah, but...
She was more of a movie star, though. I'm surprised that she went... That she auditioned for a TV show.
I don't know. She did.
Interesting.
So, Aaron Carter was on a holiday special of Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah, he was.
Where he kind of had a moment with Hillary under the mistletoe.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. And
heartthrob Aaron Carter.
Heartthrob Aaron Carter.
I wonder if she was invited to Aaron's party.
I wonder. Because no one can do it like Aaron can.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I had a friend who was a big Aaron Carter fan, so I know a lot of the Aaron Carter discography.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not too young and I'm not too old.
Just when you thought it was safe.
Oh, goodness.
Not another earthquake!
I want candy.
Oh, my gosh. Every little kid's jazz dance at one point was like an Aaron Carter song. You either did Aaron's Party or I Want Candy.
My one dance teacher story is that I tried to do I Want Candy with a group and was told that it was too inappropriate.
Oh. Interesting.
I shouldn't be saying this, but I'm not mentioning which studio it is.
But it's beep. I'm just kidding.
So Aaron Carter was on this episode of Lizzie McGuire, and from there they started to date.
Ooh la la. Ooh. At age 13. Remember, 13. These are 13-year-olds that children. We're talking about. These are children. This is a teenage feud that grown adults are now talking about on a podcast. Just want to remind our fans of what this is. Okay.
A 30-year-old and a late 20-year-old.
Yes.
Guess which one's which?
I mean, I think we discussed which one's which. I'm pretty sure we talked about my birthday. So, yeah, they started dating.
But then after about a year, Aaron...
Maybe a year and a half.
Aaron got a little bored and started to hang out with one... Lindsay Lohan.
And that's not us saying things. Like, that's literally what he's quoted saying, was that I just got bored and started talking to Lindsay. Like, that's a quote from a magazine. Like, what? What a jerk.
But then decided that, he didn't like Lindsay after a couple of months.
Well, because apparently he did go on a few dates with Lindsay before Hillary.
Or during Hillary.
No, it was before.
Okay.
But it was like, no. So then he dated Hillary, and then he was like, maybe Lindsay again. And they actually dated.
Yeah.
And he was dating both of them.
And
right?
Then I think there was like...
I think they broke up.
I don't know.
And then
he went back to Hillary. And then cheated on Hillary. Again with somebody else.
Because he's 13. Well, I guess at that time he was 14. So, yeah. Because that's why you shouldn't date when you're a child. Because you don't have the mental capacity to have a relationship and not treat people, like, terrible.
And so, okay, so the information's a little bit fuzzy on this. I had different sources, but there's this famous Vanity Fair cover where it's, like, Hillary, the Olsen twins are on it, Mandy Moore's on it, and Alexis Bledel, Raven Simone, Amanda Bynes, and Lindsay Lohan are all on this cover. And supposedly, when they were shooting this cover, Hillary brought her boyfriend, who was Aaron Carter, to the set and and that made Lindsay Lohan really upset.
Because they had already dated at that point?
Yeah.
I think you talked about this in the Christmas episode.
Yeah, I think I've talked about this before. But I think it's, like, fuzzy... If that actually happened, I haven't, like, the sources, some say they had already broke up by that Vanity Fair.
Right.
And some say that they were together and that she brought him, but this ignited the feud.
I mean, you still know that it's going to, like, if you know you're both going to be there, why would you invite the person that you both have dated?
Seems
like, see, that's why I'm like, Hillary.
I know, Hillary.
You know what you're doing.
Hillary starts a lot of this.
You may come off as sweet and a little bit naive, but I think you knew what you were doing.
You knew what you're doing. Well, Lindsay's first big movie was Freaky Friday. And as Lindsay's...
I'm sorry. Parent Trap? How dare you?
As a teenager.
I'm like, let's not erase her star turn in The Parent Trap.
That's fair. There's also Get a Clue, which was her Disney Channel original movie.
Amazing. I'd never seen it. I need to watch this. Okay. I'm sure it's on Disney Plus.
Oh, it's great.
Okay.
It's why they can say that she was still a Disney Channel star, because she had a Disney Channel original movie with Brenda Song.
Brenda Song.
Yeah.
Is that from Suite Life?
Yeah, so Freaky Friday was happening. The premiere happens, and as it's sort of premiering, Hilary Duff is filming A Cinderella Story. Now, both leads, male leads of these two movies are Chad Michael Murray. Chad Michael Murray brings Hilary Duff to the premiere of Freaky Friday and upstages Lindsay Lohan at her own premiere.
Wait, wasn't the Cheaper by the Dozen one first, or no?
No, Cheaper by the Dozen, it starts with Freaky Friday, and then Lindsay gets back at Hilary by going to Cheaper by the Dozen, but they were filming A Cinderella Story.
Oh.
Cheaper by the Dozen had already filmed.
Gotcha.
But hadn't premiered yet. Cinderella Story was filming while Freaky Friday was premiering. So when they were filming the movie, Chad Michael Murray had to leave to go to the premiere of Freaky Friday.
And he was like, Hilary, come along.
Be my date to the movie. And kind of upstages Lindsay at the premiere.
Now, was this before or after Lindsay had called Chad Michael Murray and had told him terrible things? Allegedly. I told her terrible things about Hilary.
I don't know what the order is. It's unclear, but yes.
I like to think that he brought her to the premiere, which made Lindsay pissed. And was like, hey, we need to talk.
Hilary's this is what, awful. We hate her.
Yeah, she's terrible. She stole my man that I actually stole from her. And then brought him to a photo shoot. Teen logic is so petty, but also... I know adults are like this, so it's honestly not that shocking.
Oh, no. So then, yes, Hilary has the premiere of Cheaper by the Dozen, and who shows up uninvited to the premiere?
Uninvited.
Lindsay Lohan.
And goes to the after party.
Yes, and it was like Hilary tried to get her kicked out of the premiere.
Oh, yeah. Her mom told them that, and then they left. Like, her mom was like, we're leaving because Lindsay is here.
Yes. She left her own premiere party.
Because and then there's Lindsay photos Lohan of Lindsay up. Lohan like taking pictures with Steve Martin, like all the leads in the movie, and like hanging out and having the best time.
Yo, as Ashton Lindsay, Kutcher.
Like, had left. And Demi Moore, which throwback. Remember when Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore were dating?
Oh my goodness.
That might be another topic at some point. So, like, Hilary, you missed out on a good party.
Yeah, you should have stayed.
And Lindsay had the best time. You should have just stayed. That's how you actually win, is by being the bigger person. But.
Yeah, you win. The person that cares more is the loser. You have to care less. That's how you win those things. If you're just like, cool,
that's
whatever. Have fun. That's your philosophy?
My philosophy. Actually, my philosophy is don't care less, just don't care. I'm just kidding.
That isn't to say for everything, but in a fight, if you're like, I just don't care. It's true for breakups. If somebody breaks up with you, be like, cool, bye.
That's true.
Don't break a sweat. It will drive them nuts. They want to know that you cared enough to mourn the loss of the relationship.
Yeah. And then you just talk to your friends about how much you actually care.
Yeah. Totally. But publicly, don't post anything.
Anyways. Yeah. Hilary, you shouldn't have cared. But to be fair, we wouldn't be talking about this right now. So it would be good that she cared. So Cheaper by the Dozen,
yes.
That's the second premiere that has been ruined by the other person showing up.
Yes. And so when finally A Cinderella Story premieres,
here it is.
Hilary bans Lindsay from even attending. So yeah, Lindsay she's not allowed.
It's been told, the publicist has all been told.
Lindsay Lohan is not to be there.
Yeah, she's not allowed, which is like, come on. Who cares? Also, don't you want more publicity for your movie?
Yeah,
so wouldn't it get more publicity if she showed up?
I don't know.
Hilary. You should have at least said, ban her, and then she should have shown up, and then it would have been twice the scandal.
But then secretly be like, come, Lindsay, come.
Like, have someone invite her. Listen.
Good old
Hilary,
Cinderella
if you
story.
Need me as your publicist, I have ideas.
Good old Cinderella story.
I liked that movie.
Waiting for you is like waiting for rain in this drought. Useless and disappointing. It's my favorite line.
I just remember it being like, this isn't your regular Cinderella story. It's quirky. She wears sneakers with her dress.
She wears sneakers.
She wears a ball gown with sneakers. I was just like, oh my gosh, it's a new version because she's so quirky.
Freaking Jennifer Coolidge.
Hi. Sham, I have to tell you, you're not very pretty and you're not very bright.
It's my favorite.
I need to rewatch that movie. I haven't seen that one in years. Oh my gosh, Chad Michael Murray, what a heartthrob.
Looked 30.
Always.
Like, always.
But still looks 30.
Still looks 30.
Honestly.
Like, ageless, but not.
Yeah, I have a girl that I went to school with is doing a TV show with him right now. Oh. I was like, okay, Chad Michael Murray.
Okay, Chad Michael Murray. Do we like Chad Michael Murray with the longer hair in Freaky Friday or the shorter hair in Cinderella Story?
I like him with the shorter hair.
That's, like, to me, who Chad Michael Murray is.
He's got, like, the buzz cut. Yeah. For sure.
That's, like...
blonde buzz cut.
I didn't even know they were the same person at one point.
That's fair.
Because with the long hair, I didn't get it in Freaky Friday.
What TV show was he on?
One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
Okay, Shout out to Evan and Ashley, who loved that show.
Okay, but the same friend that... Hi, Leah. The same friend that loved Aaron Carter also was in love with Chad Michael Murray.
Oh, my gosh. Love it.
And then her third love was Lance Bass.
Oh, that one didn't age well. No. I mean,
she's an ally.
I mean, hey.
She's an ally.
He's good looking.
He is good looking.
I'm like, he's very good looking. He's better looking now than he wasn't in NSYNC.
Well, that's the thing. She was always like, I like the one that no one else likes. Like, I love Lance. And I was like, oh no. Which, to be fair, only out of the three of those loves, only Chad Michael Murray aged well.
Yeah.
For her. For a straight woman.
Yeah.
One was gay, one really went into meth.
That one also might be gay. There are...
Honestly, would not be shocked.
Like, came out and then went back into the closet at one point.
Are we going to do an Aaron Carter episode?
We need to do an Aaron Carter episode.
I think we've just discovered that there's an Aaron Carter episode going down the line. We'll call it Aaron's Party.
Aaron's Party.
Okay, back to Hillary and Lindsay. So I like that. We've totally taken sides. Like, back to Hillary's story, but also with Lindsay.
I think we're full on, like, Hillary did some wrong moves, but we're still on your side.
She did terrible things, but we love you and we respect you, and honestly, we get why you did it. Okay, so three premieres have been ruined by each other showing up.
Yeah. Or two premieres, and the third one was barred from happening.
Right, she's barred.
What else has happened? But
did she try to show up?
I don't think she tried to show up.
Okay, she knew.
She knew. And then on the set of Mean Girls, Lindsay Lohan tried to explain to Tina Fey and Amy Poehler why they didn't get along.
And they could not follow it.
They could not follow it. They're like, we do not understand this.
Also, what a weird quote to put in a magazine. Like, teen magazines really were just, like, trying to get stuff out of this. Basically, it's Tina saying, like, she tried to explain it. We didn't understand at all what she was saying.
Yeah.
It didn't make any sense to us, which, to be fair, Tina, agreed. I don't really understand what the huge fight is about.
It's all about Aaron. Aaron's the one that did you both dirty.
Which, again, it's Aaron Carter. It's Aaron Carter. I get it. At the time, he was really cute, and, like, everyone loved him.
Yeah, he was like Justin Bieber.
But also,
it's Aaron still Carter.
Aaron Carter, friends.
Yeah.
You're Hilary Duff and Lindsay Lohan. I think you can do better than Aaron Carter.
So, I believe it was April of 2004... Lindsay goes on TRL to try to squash the beef and is like, introduces Hillary's song, like, hey, Hillary, I love you. Here's your song. And then Come Clean, please.
Amazing.
Then May of 2004, Lindsay Lohan hosts SNL.
Bum, bum, bum. And also a past podcast. I wasn't on that one, but it is a good episode. Go listen to it. Saturday Night Live.
So in the opening monologue, Lindsay brings out Hillary, I say in quotations, and it's actually Rachel Dratch. Dressed up as Hillary Duff to squash their feud.
And she says, don't worry, Lindsay, our feud is so yesterday. Eric's actually doing the choreography she did, and I'm obsessed.
Arm. And then, of course, they have another person come out as Avril Lavigne, because Hillary also had a feud with Avril Lavigne at this point.
Oh, I didn't get that part.
Yeah, that happened.
I should have watched the whole monologue.
Yeah, that happened. And then, so June 2004... Hillary is interviewed and says something along the lines of, I don't think it's an honor to be made fun of on SNL. I knew the minute Lindsay was going to host that she was going to make fun of me. I don't think that was an honor.
I know. You can tell she's mad as Hillary Duff gets. Like, she's still pretty cutesy and still like, I just was like really mad, but like,
stop.
I'm just kidding. That was a terrible Hillary Duff person. I'm so sorry, Hillary. Please come on the podcast.
We're so sorry, Hillary. Come on the pod.
Tell your side of the story. Give it up before their hashtag's exclusive. A tell-all from Hillary.
And then I believe by November 2004, there was a Blender magazine article where Hillary was quoted as saying, sometimes I just really hate Lindsay Lohan. So the feud was real.
The feud was definitely real. It's still shocking. Lasted so long and... just was drawn out, and I had no idea what was happening at the time.
There's also the autograph scandal.
Yes, that's what I figured we were going to next.
The autograph scandal.
When Lindsay dated the lead,
Hillary was dating the lead singer.
Oh my gosh, why can't we get their names right? Hillary was leading the lead singer of Good Charlotte.
Joel Madden.
Yes. Who Lindsay's younger brother was a huge fan of Good Charlotte. Loved them.
So at one point, Cody went up to Joel Madden at some event and asked for an...
I think it was a concert, wasn't it? Something like that.
Cody went up to Joel Madden and asked for an autograph. Hillary pointed out that Cody was Lindsay's brother. Joel Madden refused to sign the autograph until he could speak to Dina Lohan and told Dina that Lindsay needs to apologize for what she's done to Hillary.
Like, now you're not signing an autograph for, like, an 8-year-old because of your feud? Come on.
Come on, Joel.
But again, actually, he was an adult.
He was a real adult.
He was 26 and Lindsay was 16.
Hillary.
That's what I mean. Hillary was 16. Not okay.
Yeah.
Sketchy.
It was a little sketch.
But also, yeah, like, you are an adult. You were 26. And you're not going to sign an autograph for an 8-year-old because of this weird teen feud between your girlfriend and Lindsay Lohan. Like, there's just so many celebrities. They're just like you and me, you know?
They're petty. They can be petty too.
Petty AF. And then apparently that was resolved. Was it not? I think he did end up sending an autograph.
I think so.
I don't think Hillary meant for that to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she pointed him out so that he wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
So I think she found out and was like, No,
he's just an 8-year-old.
Yeah, like, you can sign something for him that's not, like, it's not that big of a feud.
Also, the Lohan's life has been hard enough. Like, let's be real. Their dad was in and out of jail.
Oh.
You didn't know this?
Eric, this is you teaching me about pop culture in the 2000s and 90s.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan's dad was in and out of jail her whole childhood.
My gosh.
Like, she had a really rough upbringing. Like, there's a reason why she's had troubles as an adult. She didn't have, like, stable parenting growing up.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay,
maybe episode...
dedicated solely to Lindsay?
To Lindsay. I mean, by that point, we'll have, like, 3 about Hillary, so it'll be time to, like, do one on Lindsay.
4 on Britney.
100%.
2 on Paris. I know we have 2 on Paris.
You have 2 on Paris. This is already a second one about Hillary.
Yeah.
So, Lindsay, one day.
We should have had Kaylee on this pod.
Every time we talk about Hillary, Kaylee Orca can come back on. We'll phone her in at some point. Maybe we'll just get a sound clip from her. Kaylee's take on the feud of Hillary and Lindsay. We'll just get her to send a voice memo in after.
Insider.
It'll make people want to go back and listen to past episodes.
It will.
And not just the ones that I've been on, which I know are all your favorites.
Just kidding.
So there was the Good Charlotte incident with the autograph.
Yeah.
But that was somewhat resolved. Between the 8-year-old and the 26-year-old, that feud was resolved. This is not the point where they're like, we're being silly, the feud's over. No. They were just like, yes, you can sign an 8-year-old's autograph. We're not that mean to each other.
Yeah.
And now, are we at
the resolution?
No, are we at the song that Lindsay or that Hillary dropped?
Oh my goodness, we forgot about haters.
I didn't forget about haters, you did. Petty thing that Hillary did was release this song. It is awful.
Yeah, so Hillary released a song called Haters.
The best song, but it's also very directly talking about how much she doesn't like Lindsay Lohan.
Don't spit on me and shame yourself because you wish you were someone else.
Yeah, it's like a very rock heavy Hillary Duff song that is very mean.
What a drag, what a waste. I like to see them disappear. They don't belong anywhere. Haters!
Yeah, I think they needed one more producer to be like, maybe not.
It lyrically directly references Aaron Carter, too.
Oh.
There's the lyrics, and Ashley Simpson and Wilmer von Norama are all mentioned in the song.
I mean, he deserves to be hated.
Maybe. But it goes, how does the lyric go?
Wilmer von
Norama. No.
Aaron Carter.
It's not Taylor Swift. She doesn't drop their names in a song. Oh my gosh. I just need a little prompt. You say you're a boyfriend, sweet and kind, but you still got your eyes on mine. Your best friend has her eyes on yours. It all goes on behind closed doors.
Oh.
Because Lindsay had her eyes on Aaron Carter.
Yeah.
But then Lindsay dated later Wilmer von Norama, who would then dated Ashley Simpson right after. Oh. And Ashley and Lindsay were friends. So it was like...
And then he dated Mandy Moore?
I don't know. Demi Lovato?
He dated Demi Lovato?
Wilmer did, yeah.
Was he abusive to her too?
I don't know if he was abusive, but there was like...
Because I heard there was rumors that he was abusive to Mandy Moore.
Oh, well, there was like a 20-year age...
This is Fez, right?
Yeah. Okay. There was like a 20-year age gap between Demi and Wilmer.
I just remember... Oh my gosh. Hi, Leah. One more reference to you in this podcast. She was like number one Mandy Moore fan, and I remember her being so pissed at Wilmer because there was like rumors that he was abusive to her.
Right.
So... Shout out through
those are all
to
alleged.
It's alleged.
It's alleged. We can't be sued.
But that's the only reason why I know they dated.
Yeah. So yeah, there's the song Haters.
Yeah.
And on the second album.
Brutal. It's their second one?
Yeah. Well,
we're not counting the Christmas.
If we're not counting Christmas, it's their second.
I'm always counting her Christmas albums. So
you're
it's her
counting
third
Christmas,
album.
It's her third album. She has her Christmas album, then she has Metamorphosis, then she has Hilary Duff, then she has Dignity, and then she has Sparks.
Jordan Sparks?
Who's on Dancing with the Stars?
We need to create sparks, people. The Haters.
What a drag. What a waste.
What a waste. Honestly, not...
I like to see them disappear. They don't belong anywhere.
I did last night download all of Hillary's discography, so that'll be my week.
I love some of Lindsay's discography. A few...
Well, I'm just a teenage, I'm a queen.
I'm sick of rumors starting.
Oh, I did like that
I'm
song.
I'm sick of being followed.
Which, I mean, isn't that also kind of a song by Hillary Duff?
I think it's a song about paparazzi.
That's true. But, I mean, she has those rumors being started.
She's upset that they're writing about it in the tabloids.
So, yeah. Haters is...
By 2007, though, the feud sort of disappeared because Hillary was quoted as saying something around...
Wait, but what about the Barbies?
Oh, yeah. Talk about the Barbies. I do remember the Barbies. Oh, my gosh.
So, Lindsay... put out a line with Bratz and what became...
No, it was my scene. It was the Barbie
was
my
scene.
Scene. It was
they look
my
all
scene.
The same.
Yeah.
My scene. One of those not Barbie.
It was it was Mattel, though.
Off
it's
brand
still,
of Barbie.
It's still a Mattel brand.
Yeah, but not Barbie.
Barbie is a my scene girl.
Is she?
There is a my scene girl named Barbie, but she's not... Then there's the official Barbie line, and then there's a separate line called my scene that has a Barbie character in it.
So anyways, Lindsay Lohan was one of the my scene... dolls. Like, she had her own Barbie as a my scene, and she was also in the movie as herself, as Lindsay Lohan. They were all on the set of her newest movie. A year later, Hilary Duff as an actual Barbie line of her, and I think Haley had a Barbie.
Yeah, it's Haley and Hilary, and they designed all the clothes for this Barbie line.
Yeah, like, basically it was like, Lindsay has a Barbie, I'm gonna have a Barbie too.
I'm gonna have a full line. Lindsay has a single Barbie, I have a full line
with clothes designed by me. And I'm also gonna release a song with my sister called Our Lips Are Sealed.
Good old Haley.
Doing a little Go-Go's cover.
Yes, for the Cinderella Story movie.
Right. Which apparently was also, I don't know, one of the things I watched that was also allegedly a dig to... Lindsay, but I didn't understand how that came in at all.
Our Lips Are...
Yeah,
no.
I don't know either.
I don't get that one.
They tried to, like, play it off as, like, and then she released a song called Our Lips Are Sealed.
Saying, like, we're not going to
talk
about it.
Like, we're not going to talk about... We're not going to be like Lindsay and talk about it. We're going to be... And I was like, I think they just, like, their mom loved the Go-Go's, and they listened to the Growing Up, and they wanted to do a cover. Like, I don't know. I was like, this is where we're stretching the feud a little bit.
Well, supposedly, though, Lindsay called Hillary to sort of, like, work out the feud, and Haley picked up the phone and told her to, like, never call this number again.
Because our lips are sealed. Yes, that was part of it.
Yes.
We forgot about that one. That was before the Barbies, I think.
Yeah.
I think the Barbies were, like, the end, and I don't know if it was necessarily part of the feud, but it is an interesting...
Takeaway
that when one got a Barbie, the other one
got a full line.
Full line.
Yeah, so by 2007, Hillary was like, this feud is silly. Like, she was on record saying it, but we've both grown up. We're adults now.
We're not as famous anymore.
But Hillary, and to extend an olive branch, Hillary invited Lindsay to the launch party of her CD Dignity, and Lindsay Lohan went. They went to a party together, so they sort of squashed their beef.
You know what would have been the best if it would have had a duet on that album?
Oh my gosh. That's like how everybody wants like a Christina Britney duet.
That's a missed opportunity to make money. That album would have sold so many more copies if they would have done a duet. Again, Hillary, if you need a publicist, if you need help, I am available. I have ideas.
I love it. Well, I think that kind of brings... Since then... Oh, there was this funny TikTok that was going around.
Oh, right.
Where it was a picture of Hilary Duff, and the kids had to guess who people were, and they guessed Hilary Duff as Lizzie McGuire was... Lindsay Lohan. They were like, it's Lindsay Lohan! It's Lindsay Lohan! And Hilary Duff wrote on, like, the Instagram reshare of it, it's Hilary Duff, bitch.
Which is very funny. And I feel like that's a game that you play with your kids constantly. It's like, do you know who the celebrity is?
Do you know who Britney Spears is? And they're like, she's the one that just got freed! And you're like, that's not who she is!
But I'm glad that you know her a little bit. Now they'll be like, she's the one that did the song with that other old man. About the dancer.
About the little tiny dancer.
What a fun topic. Remember when you said this is gonna be a really short one? We don't have that much to talk about.
It is a little short one. It's just a little short little tidbit for you.
I don't know. What are we at?
We're at about 40 minutes.
That's a good length.
Yeah. Well, now we can talk about our pop picks now that we're done.
But do you have a side?
I mean, when you look at the evidence, it looks like Hillary was actually a little bit more of the bully.
I think she was worse, but I'm still on Team Hillary.
I'm still on Team Hillary because we love her.
I think they're both smarter, and I think that they both knew that they could benefit from this feud.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how petty it actually really was. I think it kept their names in the tabloids.
I think it was real. I think the fact that, like, Tina Fey has, like, said it's come out real. About
it. I think it was real, but I don't know how long it was. I feel like they kept it going for longer than it probably actually was. Because they're like, keep your name in the tabloids, especially in the 2000s, that's how you stayed relevant, was if you were in the magazines.
And my J14.
Buy magazines then.
And I would read my J14 about their feud all the time. Tiger Beat.
See, I never had any subscriptions to any magazines.
Oh my gosh.
That's why I don't know anything.
I would take out the pictures and create the wall of Duff, because I loved her that much.
What are you, a serial killer? Like, what? Did you have, like, red strings attached?
No! It just was, like, a wall full of her pictures. And I called it the Wall of Duff. And there was one picture of Britney Spears that was left over from when I was still, like, huge into Britney Spears. Which I am back to loving Britney Spears. But there was a period where...
When Eric Hillary, was. We don't really... He's just neutral on her now, but...
No, but there was a time... And I've said it on the pod. There was a time when Hillary kind of came in and Britney was doing the In the Zone. It was getting more mature that I was, like... I want to go more with Hillary.
Yeah, because she was basically our age.
Yeah, she's a little bit older, but yes.
How old is Hilary Duff?
I don't know, but I remember, I think when I was 12, she was 18.
Yeah, so she's probably like 5 years older than me.
Yeah.
She's 35?
She's in her 30s, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
35's not that old.
It's not. But I'm also like, look at all the stuff Hilary Duff has done. What have I done?
What have you done? Nothing!
She started it. A child.
Yeah, and had parents that were willing to move to LA to make her a star.
And then be petty and not let the other 13-year-old come to the premiere or leave because the other 13-year-old came to the premiere. I'm like,
I think they were 14 or 15 at this
time. But still, like, parents just being and be like, Hillary, this is your premiere. Just stay. Stop being so petty.
Yeah.
That's what I'm like, I think they knew.
Maybe.
Like, the parents were also like, this is a good story if we leave right now. We can make more money.
That's true.
Off our favorite daughter, the one that makes us money.
Poor Hillary.
Not the one that tries so hard.
She's a cooking show. She's in Napoleon Dynamite.
Oof, I never liked Napoleon Dynamite.
That's fair.
So wouldn't know. Wouldn't know her.
Well, I think now we can officially say we're back.
Okay. We're back to the we're back from the way back to the now.
I don't know. We're
bringing
again.
Sexy back.
We don't talk about him.
I talk about him sometimes. He apologized. I'm just kidding. I just like the music. And I like his terrible dance moves now.
That's fair. Yeah, he kind of got ripped apart there for a little bit.
Yeah, that when he did that weird, like, dad dance.
Yeah.
Like, what? Anyways, so we're back to now. Welcome to the year 2022.
Luke, what are your pop picks?
What are my pop picks? I'm hoping this
get it together.
Secret Celebrity Drag Race. I really like it. It's really fun. It's dumb. There's no stakes, but it fills me with joy. And last night was 90s night, or two nights ago was 90s night, and it was really fun.
I haven't been watching. I'm two episodes behind.
Well, 90s night is very fun, and I think there's a big twist at the end of this episode.
Oh, well, I guessed a lot of the celebrities right away and got a few of them right.
That's the twist, is Rue's going to make them all reveal themselves. before the end of the series.
Oh my goodness.
So you're going to know who they are so he can make a more informed decision, which I was like...
So it's not Secret Celebrity Drag Race anymore? It's just...
the last episode is Celebrity Drag Race? Yeah, basically. I think. I don't know. That's just what he says at the end, and then... sorry, spoiler alert, but... I mean, it's Secret Celebrity Drag Race. The spoilers for that are fine because there's literally no stakes.
Yeah.
Except for unless you're one of the charities, in which case you might get $50,000.
Yes.
Which is very lovely. I think that's my main pop pick. I don't know. I've been working a lot. I've been busy. So I haven't been up on my
pop picks.
My pop picks. You know me.
Yeah,
there's nothing popping.
Yeah, you just hate all.
I'm trying to think of any new music I've been listening to. I haven't really added anything this week. Except for Hillary Duff's entire discography.
Which one's your favorite Hillary album?
I haven't listened to them yet. I will let you know next podcast.
Did listen to Dignity when we were...
I did. When we were talking about that album. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my workouts will be Hillary workouts this week. And I will listen to one
report back next week.
And I will let the listeners know. Eric, what are your pop picks? He's looking at me like, you're going to ask me or no? And then he gave me the bridesmaids like winking penis look.
Oh my god, Des.
With elbows. But then he was trying to make them round, but he has elbows.
Ew. Ew.
I love that movie. That's always my pop
so
pick.
Good. It's Watch so good. It's so good.
Okay. Eric, what are your pop picks this week?
What are my pop picks?
BB?
I've been watching an old show on Disney Plus. I only watched half of it when it came out originally. It's called October Road, and it's giving me all the fall vibes. It's full of fall all the time there. It's called October Road.
It's literally always fall? That's the storyline of this show?
No, that has nothing to do with it.
What?
That has nothing to do with it. It just looks like it's always fall there.
Well, I mean, you're only halfway through the season, so maybe it'll become winter?
No, I watched the whole first season.
Oh, and it was always fall?
It only took place in October.
So what happens in the second season, November Lane?
I don't know. It's called October Road.
What's the premise?
It's this guy, he leaves, and then his mom dies, and he never comes back for 10 years. And then he finally comes back, and he meets his old friends and his old love, played by What's-Her-Face from That 70s Show, Donna.
Oh.
Yeah, she's in it.
I love her.
Yeah, she's blonde.
Oh.
Yeah, she's kind of like Donna at the end of the series, and she was a blonde.
Oh, interesting.
But not dark hair like she was in Orange is the New Black.
Well, she was blonde when she played Carla Homolka.
Oh!
Maybe for TV movie. I listened to a podcast about it, and they were like, yeah, and Donna from That 70s Show played her. And I was like, what?
I like how we haven't given her an actress's name, and I don't know it off the top of my head.
I didn't even know when they said I had to look her up. I was like, oh, yeah, it's her. We'll take a quick... Should we take a quick Google?
Wait, while we look it up. Donna from That 70s Show. We're so knowledgeable.
We haven't done a That 70s Donna, Show episode yet, so...
Donatella Versace.
That's who played her. Donatella.
Donatella.
It was actually Lady Gaga.
Laura Prepron.
Laura
Pon. Prepron. Read it. I'm dyslexic.
Yeah, Laura Helene Prepron.
Prep on. Get your prep on, gays.
Yes, take it every day. Okay. And that was like a Disney Channel show or just like a regular show that's on Disney Plus?
No, it's like a regular show that's on... If you're in Canada, it's on Disney Plus because it's on Star. I'm sure it's on Hulu if you're in the States.
Okay, get into it.
And actually, most of our listeners are American, so...
Well, it's almost fall, so...
It's almost fall, so
I did light a pumpkin candle
and
for Eric
smells
today.
Smells great.
It does
here.
Actually smell really good. It's vanilla pumpkin marshmallow, so... Oh,
I love vanilla and pumpkin mixed. It's so good.
So, yeah, I think that's our show this week, team.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a shorter one, and that's okay.
You know what? I don't think anyone's, you know...
Complaining. That they have to hear less of us.
Yeah. And especially tonight when we've been tired and rambly.
We are rambly
tonight,
today.
It would have been a 50-minute podcast if there wasn't tangents. So, but that's what you come for, the tangents.
It is 50 minutes. It's literally 50 minutes on the screen right now. And I'm going to edit it down.
Amazing. I love this journey for us. And I love this journey for you. Stay cool. I don't know.
We are so tired.
Stay fresh.
Stay fresh. Stay beautiful. I stole that.
Before there were hashtags.
Before there were hashtags. A dissection of pop culture past.
Yeah, we're going to come up with some sort of slogan. How do you usually finish these?
I don't know. I just say, Thanks for joining us, and please remember to like and subscribe and review and follow us on Instagram. Luke, what's your handle if you want people to follow you?
At Luke Updahl. It's just my name.
And I'm at EricDal93, and you can follow us at before there were hashtags. All right, we're going to end it here because we are rambling.
Bye.
Bye. Do-do-do-do-do. Boom. Boom, 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 boom. That's the old theme song.
It's not my favorite.